You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on another OTA day. In fact, a public OTA day. So we've gotten a little bit of some video of what's happening there. I just want to go, hey, little sister, so bad. But we just heard from the offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, Nick Kalen. I'm interested in, we got lyrics in there. Very good. Of what you heard, because there was a number of things that I heard. And I guess this from the 832, they said, Nick Caserio definitely handpicked this OC. Hearing him talk is cringe. He sounds like a Caserio clone. Everything is relative.
Didn't they
and everyone
go to the same college?
Versatile.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they did. Sick of this word salad all the time. He doesn't seem genuine. Lopez, he feels genuine. And to the point of, I don't know. I have more of a belief that what he is saying is like, and maybe more of a belief isn't fair, but I do have a belief that what he is saying, he does genuinely mean, if for no other reason than, like, I think he sensed that he felt like, that we felt like he was being generic, and at one point during the middle of that, and unfortunately, he did it so quickly that I wasn't able to, like, really break down the actual kind of concepts that he was breaking out there, mm-hmm. where he's talking about, you know, gap versus zone and all that. He put his junk on the table. He's like, okay, I want you, no. Y'all think I don't have the schemes in here? No, I got the schemes in here. Mm-hmm. Like, where are we going to do the zone or the gap or all this? He put it on the table
I feel like he started off, salute to Sarge for asking what is a Nick Kalen offense. Mm-hmm. But he did start off a little generic, and then he started getting into it where I'm like, I don't know. Like, I still have no idea what the offense is, but it looked like he have an idea.
I think that was the plan. Just kind of keep it vague for obvious reasons. I'm not criticizing. But to the texter's point.
Well, you said keep it vague for obvious reasons. I think
I have more
of a belief that for him it is not vague for I don't want to divulge.
No,
I
think he got more specific.
To me, it feels like it is vague in sincerity for we are actually going to throw these guys into these situations to figure out which ones are the best, mm-hmm. which is it falls in line with the way that they're playing offensive line. Although it does to me feel like going back to a conversation we had yesterday mm-hmm. with Ron and Clint as they were getting ready to get going on the drive, it feels like Arby's.
It does feel
does it
like
not?
Arby's.
Like it feels like the claim that Ron threw out there about Arby's, where I usually talk about this with McDonald's when we got into like the early aughts, where it felt like they were trying to be all things to all people, where they're like, we are going to have everything on the menu. Like, we're going to be multiple. We're going to have all these things. But are you doing any of these things particularly well? And or should you get to a place, and hopefully you will in the future, but will you get to a place relatively quickly where you have pared down to the things that where you ultimately becomes Raising Cane's, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, we do three things, and we do them really damn good. You know, I guess depending on how you feel about Raising Cane's, but you get the point that I'm ultimately trying to put out here. These are the things that we do, and we know that we do them, and we're not trying to do a million things at a relatively lower level.
I think just sort of in a general sense first, to the texture's point, I'm not going to say Nick Caserio hired him, but he had a huge influence. And also, at the very start, and it changed over the course of listening to him, and I want to get to that, but at the very start, you could obviously see the New England influence. You know, the versatility. We're going to fit, you know, sort of his way.
Kind of a week-to-week game plan.
It depends on the players. It's going to evolve be willing to change, do what's necessary. That was very much, a game plan offense.
One week we might be this, the next week. Yes. That's definitely New England.
So you could definitely feel the in New England influence, the John Carroll University influence, the Nick Caserio influence. But I do want to give, I do want to get a little deeper into this, because what you're talking about, he said gap schemes, zone schemes, what your personnel dictates. I get all that. Receivers go outside and inside is another thing that he said. So that those are things that are going to be different. Where I really felt like we got some meat on the bone was when he was talking about, first of all, let's not bury the lead. He was asked about C.J. Stroud.
No concern whatsoever.
Yeah, no concern whatsoever. He said, but it was a little bit of, he's locked in. Everyone has a specific routine, different from the first 2 years, though, his routine. So it was a little bit, talking about he's in the film room and getting mental reps. Sort of evaded that a little bit by just sort of talking about the things that he is doing right now. But then you get into the meat and potatoes. When he was asked about what C.J. Stroud does in terms of, running the offense more, and some of the things, some of the things that he's going to do. That that was big to me. You could really tell they're going to give Stroud and the quarterback a lot more. Do things that were unscouted is the word that he used.
Well,
adjustments.
I think fix things.
There's a lot of value fixing unscouted looks.
And yeah. I guess I want to be clear, because when you talk about unscouted, it's not necessarily about being unprepared. It's like when you get to the offensive line, Tom Brady has actually spoken about this, and I wish I had thought about this ahead of time. Well, I guess I couldn't have, because he literally just said that in the segment, but I wish I had the audio clip of Tom Brady talking about the frustration that he has watching some of these other quarterbacks in the way, and really more the coordinators that have a tight leash on their quarterbacks. Because you get to the line and there's no way that a coordinator can know what the defensive look will ultimately look like at the line. And so not giving that quarterback the opportunity to see what's happening there and adjust to where the play that you already have called, it might be that it's just not going to work. And he does not see the logic, Tom Brady, almost like robot-like. It creates a computational error seeing running a play that you know is not going to work for what you see. And so giving the quarterback the opportunity to diagnose and see, this play does not work for this, let's operate and let's fix what's happening on the field. I think that feels very much like something that we've been clamoring for with CJ, because it felt like that was something that Bobby Slowick was not willing to let him go on. I do think, though, the interesting thing for me is, how comfortable do you feel with CJ immediately jumping in and being able to do that at a high level, especially if you do end up in a place where when you're into the meat of the season, you are still pretty multiple changing that on a given time. Not saying that CJ Stroud is not smart. Don't get me twisted on that. But just how much do you expect from it in year three, which I guess is probably not fair, like year three guys develop, but also in year one of doing this with this type of offense, how much do you believe in him to be able to do all that? And also, how much support do you think that Gerard and Nick are going to be able to give him in order to prepare him to make all of those adjustments? Because we're talking about something, if we're comparing this to New England, if we're comparing this to Tom Brady, that Tom Brady did at a flawless level, because Tom Brady is a maniac.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, look. So that was the first nugget. They are going to put a lot on C.J. Stroud's table. They're confident that he can do it. Your point of, to what degree is he going to be successful with it right out of the chute?
And that's not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To say that I think he's going to be bad
it's
at
it. It's just a question.
If he ends up being 85% proficient at that, that's really good. I do wonder, though, is how much does the offense then kind of rely on him to do that? And does that 15% difference, whatever the percentages actually mean, I understand that that's kind of nonsensical, but does that 15% difference represent a something that is going to be a hindrance at some point? I don't know. Just thoughts that I had.
Yes, and I had the same. And one other thing that I thought was a good nugget here is when he's talking about the fundamentals and technique with blocking, and not just blocking, with
the way the routes run,
run, all of that stuff. What is the intent of the play?
Dude, that's the one for me.
Is what he talked about.
That's the one for me.
And so that tells you again a little bit about how they're going to do things. More of a New England gap style, but he mentioned gap and others, but still, he said how they want to hit blocks. How they want to hit blocks. How they're teaching the details, specifically how they want to run routes, et cetera. What is the intent of the play? That tells you right there. It's going to be sort of a discussion on the field, or at least some sort of adjustments on the field between quarterback and receivers and offensive line.
No, and all of that. Yeah. I think that stuff is very good. Like I said, the thing that I absolutely loved is understanding the intent, like establishing what the intent of the play is, and not just having a play. And I am always so very fascinated by that. I think that matters a good deal. I think about kind of personalizing it to me. I at one point was in a position where Figgy is, where I was a producer in radio, and I had situations where I had to train other people. And I think we've all worked in something where you've had to train somebody. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of two philosophies, I imagine, in training somebody. You say, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. You do this, you press this button, you do that, and then boom, you've done your job.
Yeah.
And I like the second, I guess, version of it, if it's true that these are the two, which is, hey, this is what you do, but this is why you were doing it. Mm-hmm. Because there are some situations where that order might have to change. And in order for you to be able to change with it in the moment, as opposed to have to wait for somebody to diagnose this and tell you why to change, is understanding not just that you press this button in this order, but you press this button for this reason. And so if the reasoning then changes, to change the order. And I think that is going to be it's going to empower, I hope, not just CJ, but the entirety of this offense to use their brains and not just, hey, we're going to lean on the genius or the so-called genius of the person who organizes the plays, but then lean on the genius of the players and the learned experience and the football IQ of them to see, I'm seeing what's in front of me and I know what we're trying to get to. So now I can maybe I need to change my route in this place as a wide receiver in order to still get the effect of the play of what we're trying to do, where it might not be what is on the play, which again, I think alleviates CJ in some ways, where fixing the different looks, because different looks happen on different parts of the field. If you're still getting to the intent, hopefully you can be effective on those plays.
Yeah, and then two more things that I think were real good, solid hints of what this offense is going to be and how it's going to be a little bit different with Nick Caley. The first one you could see coming. He said, and this is a quote, "Everybody will block. That's a non-negotiable. Period."
Who is that for?
Yeah, that
who could that be?
That is very, very important. And then this is the part that maybe is a little bit not a criticism, but a little bit of insight into last year versus this year. I'm encouraging players to ask why. That was big for me as well, because there was a disconnect with Bobby Slowick, my way. He's going to do it his way. There was a disconnect. We've heard from, like Aaron Wilson and others, from not just the offensive line, but from the quarterback room. C.J. Stroud wanted to be able to do this. I got to believe he asked about it last year, and it was no. It was Bobby Slowick's way or no way. He's saying we're encouraging players to ask why. I thought that was good.
From the 832, Nick Caley sounded great. I feel similar. Like, I still have questions. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think he answered all the questions for me as to how this goes. But I do, the infectious energy is there. But I do feel like I have a better understanding of what he's trying to at least do in theory, even if I don't know as specifically what's in practice. So it really, I feel like I really got a good éclaircissement about what was happening there with Nick Caley and the offense. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Don't worry, we will return again to the offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, talking about, talking after OTA practice, here on this Friday. But coming up next, it's about time where we get into what's popping, including what is the prognosis, what is the ETA on the big-time swinger for your Astros, Yordan Alvarez. We'll talk about that and more next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.